All right, so we have a strong line of storms sweeping across the Carolinas later on this Monday around midday through lunchtime. It could be a little after. The storms are so powerful, so much so that almost every single school and school district, well, they've canceled class for today. So make sure you check with your child's school. If this is the first you're hearing of this, hopefully by now you have been alerted by a text, email, phone call, and you saw it on social media. But if this is news to you, you might want to double check with your child's school and make sure they have your most up-to-date information, because I promised you this. Somebody this morning is waking up.
Or take your phone to the phone store because it's not working properly. Yeah.
Somebody is waking up, getting their kids ready, and they want to know why the bus is not coming. We can laugh a little bit, but the storms and preparing for the storms, it really is no laughing matter. That's why we brought in the York County Emergency Management Deputy Director, Malcolm Learmo. Good morning to you, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Well, let's start there with the schools. By now, we understand that the school, individual school districts just do not make the call at the last minute and how they feel, what it looks like outside of their window where they live. It is a group project, so to speak. Walk us through how that communication continues to exist between school districts and emergency management.
So we, whenever we're faced with something, a threat that we're able to see ahead of time, like a line of storms, hurricanes, most weather events, we're going to get on the phone with the school districts and get a feel for what they're thinking, what their concerns are going to be. And then we'll set up a conference call with all of the school districts to include the private schools and charter schools here in York County. Excuse me. So yesterday we had a call with the superintendents and the administration for all those schools and just laid out everything that we have learned from the weather service about the line of storms that was coming through, the uniqueness of it, and then we kind of help answer any of the questions they may have and let them talk to their cohorts and decide what they would like to do with the information that they've received from us.
What type of questions do they ask?
A lot of it is the timing of the winds, because the winds is their biggest concern. When you've got school buses out and about, and most of the school districts have them running all day long. Like, it's not that you see the school buses in the morning and the afternoon. There are school buses constantly moving throughout this county. And school buses are giant sails whenever there's a lot of wind. So their concern is that the wind can cause some damage to those, or cause a bus to have an issue. There's also the concern for falling trees and all that with transportation. It's a lot more than just the kids being in the school. It's the transportation of the kids that they're really concerned about.
That's fair. All right, so beyond our schools, then what does it look like for everyone else, like all of us? Who we have to come to work, really no matter what the weather is like. How do we interpret today? What should we be doing today?
I would be as aware of the weather as you can be. The timing has been changing a little bit. It's been getting pushed back each time. But the band is, it's moving across Western North Carolina now into the South Carolina region. So be aware of the weather. Make sure that you're paying attention to your surroundings. If you start noticing the wind picking up, if you do notice some really bad looking clouds, you know, the funnel clouds that they're concerned about coming down, find somewhere to park your car and get inside to a structure. The days of them saying that we should get in the lowest lying areas and under bridges and stuff, that's long past. We have found that is completely false. You want to go into a building, get into the central part of that building for any of that dangerous weather. Biggest thing is be aware and have a plan.
What ways should people prep at home? If they're at home today with their kids, what's the best things to do, items to grab? What do they need to do just waiting it out?
We always say have a plan for water. So 1 gallon of water per person per day is the general standard. Have food that doesn't need to be prepared or doesn't need to be cooked. Because if you're out of electricity and you don't have gas, then you're not going to be able to cook anything. So have things that you can snack on. This isn't one of those events where, you know, we should see long-term widespread outages, but there is a high potential for power outages. So have ways to prepare the food, to have water, and then have things to help keep you from being super bored. Board games, things of that nature, and to help you with your sanity with the children.
Yeah,
because children don't do very well locked up inside all day.
Nor do adults, to be honest with you, but especially kids.
Yep.
Kids break first, then adults.
Yes.
And when they both break at the same time, it's a recipe for disaster for sure. We're speaking with York County Emergency Management Director Malcolm Learmo about the line of storms that are coming our way. Malcolm has just, you know, explained to us kind of what we can expect. What is the biggest concern for us here specifically and where we're located in South Carolina?
Here is going to be the damaging winds. They're expecting between 60 and 70 mile per hour winds or wind gusts. And front line, our shear line, where they just come one straight line, is equally as bad as if there is a tornado, because they can be equally as damaging. There is the concern for tornadoes in this area, but the area is very widespread that they've got for the tornado area. But the biggest is going to be those the winds.
And this is expected to come in between 10 and 2 p.m. this afternoon, so about that four-hour stretch.
That's it. And from how it's been explained to me, it should be, you know, really quick, comes in, hits real hard, and then it's out of here. It shouldn't last. Shouldn't be something like we had Florence many years back where it just sat on top of us.
Like lingered.
Yep.
But we want the storms to hit and move on quickly, not in a hurricane where they can just hang out for a visit or two. Mm-hmm. We want them to move right along and go from there. Malcolm, we obviously know what a tornado looks like, right? You mentioned shear winds, and we've had a microburst as well.
Yep.
What are some of these other terms that people might hear? Because the damage can mirror that of a tornado to where everyone will say, I swear it was a tornado that hit. And they're disappointed when they say, well, it was a microburst, which our area experienced about this time two or three years ago. So walk us through some of that terminology, if you can, real quick.
So a tornado is a it's been explained to me as a phenomenon, and that it's more complex than most people think as to how it occurs. And it's those rotating winds. The straight line winds is just where a really strong wind gust comes through, and it's very violent on anything that gets in its path. And so the determination of what struck and what created that damage, because it can look really the same, the exact same, is going to be up to the National Weather Service when they come. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it makes zero difference. Your insurance does not care if it was a tornado or if it was a straight line wind. All they know is it was weather that caused the damage, and that's all they care about. But the National Weather Service wants to track it, to track anything and everything with the weather, so they want to make sure that they know exactly what it is. And if there are large swaths of damaged area, they will come and do a survey and look at that, and they'll make a determination.
And I guess the advice today is during that period today from around 10 to 2, if you do not have to be out, probably best is to stay either at your place of employment or at home. This is not, I know the school's out, but it's not a time to go on a shopping spree, I guess, so to speak. Because at that point, you're putting yourself in harm's way, i.e. putting emergency management in harm's way and everything else, right?
Yeah, so all the first responders out there, just stay in. It's a four-hour window. You know, if you need to run out while you're heading into the office today and pick up lunch so you can eat lunch in the office, is probably a wise choice.
Well, we can do hard things, so
this
is going to be okay.
We've
survived the winter weather that came through our area the last couple of weeks, so I think we can handle a four-hour storm for sure.
And really one more question, Malcolm. This is something that, I mean, this is kind of typical weather for this time of year, too.
It is.
I mean, so this is something that we could keep seeing. It's just better to be safer than sorry.
Yeah, and fortunately with this event, we were able to see further out before it occurred. Where we have had numerous other events, you were talking about the microburst that occurred, where we did not see that one coming. It you can go back and look at the radar footage. It formed directly over York County. Like, it couldn't have been more perfect. So this one, we're fortunate enough to have been able to see that it was coming. So
perfect.
But others, we may not.
Perfect. All right. Well, always be prepared. That's always the motto, no matter whether it's 7 degrees and sunny and beautiful outside or whether we're expecting weather like we're getting today. Malcolm Learmo, again, is York County Emergency Management Deputy Director. Here's to a very safe and calm day today, not only for everyone listening, but for you all there at Emergency Management. We appreciate it, Malcolm.